RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Richmond Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910, the fan, 105.1 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Baseball scoreboard, Dodgers 4, Cubs 1. We have a baseball scoreboard this morning. It's 10 a.m. It's a Tuesday, March 18th. They played a baseball game this morning, like a real one that counts. They're in Tokyo, the Cubs and the Dodgers, kicking off the Major League Baseball season. So we have one result this season, and the Dodgers are on pace to go 162-0, undefeated. The Cubs, Cubs on pace to not win a game this year. So all is normal in the baseball world at the moment. Out in Tokyo, out in Tokyo, getting things started. It's one of those, I'm not going to be cranky old man about this. Like, opening day used to be all the teams opening the season on one day. Like, the Reds got to, like, start, and then everybody else. And it was always super random that the Cincinnati Reds got to be the first team. Like, I think we all agreed that was a little weird. But now it's March 18th, and we're starting the season in Tokyo, and we're doing the things. And NFL's stealing from this playbook. They're going to Brazil, and they're going all over the world. Now they're talking about going to Australia for an opening game next year, which you got... You can't just do that in the flow of business. You can't just go to Australia Sunday, come back, play. That does not work. There's places you can go in a week, and I've actually argued with players about this. They're football players, and I'm not, so I understand I have no credibility here. But they're like, we can't go to London, play, and then come back and play another game. And I'm like, okay, I get what you're saying, but London is closer to here than Seattle is. Like... You complain about that too then, right? Well, it feels different, right? It does feel different. I get that. Australia, we can all agree. You can't just go to Australia, play a football game, and come back. Also, you gotta kick the ball counterclockwise. It spins differently down. It's a lot of adjusting there.
There's a lot of things
lot of things happening here. Hazel and I haven't been in studio in a long time. We have a lot to catch up on today, and we will. Big announcement. We have a confirmed talent for Fyre Fest 2. We have our first confirmed performer. So that's very exciting. It's a totally real thing that's actually happening. And as of a couple hours ago, the astronauts are coming home. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked. What do you mean?
Well, they're not home yet. But they're coming home. They're on the way? They're on the spaceship as of... Early this morning, they are.
We are on astronaut watch.
Unstranded. Live updates.
Whoa!
It's good that they're getting this out of the way today because we can't give them time Thursday. We cannot do it. But we can give them time today. Also today, we are going to be giving out tickets at some point to King's Dominion. That's the theme park that has all the fun rides. So that's cool. That's a great giveaway. It's a great enough week without a King's Dominion giveaway. You throw that on top. We're in a very good situation here. We're counting it down to Thursday. VCU BYU will be live in Denver Thursday morning. I am, of course, very excited about this. It's going to be a really fun game because these are two teams that are probably really evenly matched. I think if you played this game 10 times, I think they'd go 5-5. I really do. BYU lost to Duquesne last year in the tournament, so certainly we've got a history here of A-10 teams handling their business. We got a long tourney history, A-10 teams handling their business, period. VCU, long and distinguished tourney history of handling their business. And a good basketball team. But Nobody's sleeping on BYU. They're a good basketball team as well. They can score some points. I think ultimately, Ryan Odom's going to be the most important person here in terms of deciding how this works. BYU knows how they want to play this game. They want to run fast, shoot the ball, score points. VCU, the conventional wisdom's going to be, you turn on SportsCenter, you turn on sports radio, whatever. Everybody's going to take, VCU wants to slow this game down. They got a great defense. They want a rock fight. They want that Mason game. You know, they want to be wrestling out there. They want to win, you know, 65-60. And I'm not saying they don't want to do that. I get why everybody thinks that. I'm just letting you know, I'm hitting the over here. I think that Ryan Odom's going to say, they want to run fast and shoot threes. I can run fast and shoot threes. Well, I can't, but Joe Bama still can. Phil Russell can. Jack Clark can. They got players. They can do that. And they got depth. They can do it at altitude, which will be another thing we'll mention a lot this week that doesn't actually matter. It's 2 hours of basketball. They've been waiting their whole lives for this. They're going to figure out how to play 2 hours of basketball without getting winded. I believe in that. I do believe that. I'm a cynic. I'm a skeptic. I'm going to find a way to go hard for 2 hours on the basketball court with commercial breaks interspersed. They're going to be able to do it. Believe in them. They believe in themselves. We're at altitude. Doesn't matter. They got depth. They got Luke Bamboye, so their inside problems are solved a little bit. And I think Ryan Odom's going to, and I don't know, because I haven't talked to him yet. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll relay that conversation to you Thursday, of course. So this is speculation on my part, but not uninformed speculation. It's my job to informedly speculate on these things. I think Ryan Odom's going to say, they want to run, let's run. Let's shoot some threes. Let's do it. Let's play an up-tempo, fast-paced game. I think that's where this lands. BYU right now, three-point favorite, feels about right. I think that accounts for what we all perceive will be the home court advantage here. They're close to Utah. You can get from Utah to Denver. It's a big ask to get people from Richmond to Denver on short notice, as we know here at The Fan. We were working through this all day yesterday. We're going tomorrow. We'll have a show. It'll be a show. It'll be a great show. It will be pre-recorded early in the morning, though. I'll record it before we leave for Denver. We're leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. So there were two flights. We could have left today and connected in Atlanta for 3 hours and ended up there tonight. Tomorrow, it's a direct flight, 8 a.m. We'll go straight to Denver. Sometimes you just got to be a little cranky. Like, I'm not doing that. That's too much. And any VCU fan that makes it out there is a full-on all-star hero in my book. Absolutely. If you make it out to Denver and cheer on the Rams, that's spectacular, and it's going to be a fun flight tomorrow, and I'm excited to be with a bunch of VCU fans and be with you guys in Denver. The Kegs and Eggs show Thursday morning in Denver, 8 a.m. drive time in Denver. A lot of times we go do these shows and we find a bar and we find VCU fans. We'll ask around. I don't think anybody's going to have us at 8 a.m. Best case scenario, we like post up in a McDonald's and people are in there getting their big breakfasts, and we're just yelling sports radio takes at them for 2 hours. Hey, we've done weirder. We'll try. I don't think we're going to find a place. AWOD's going to be inside the arena, so that's cool. He'll put on a great show for you as well. He's noon to three today and all week, and he'll get you ready, and then he'll do the official pregame before VCU BYU. Scheduled tip time, 4 p.m. Don't believe the hype, of course. It will be later than that. But I'm excited. It's not, I always say, like, I am not jaded. I promise. I have the coolest job in America. I know that. I'm aware of that. Thank you for making that possible for me. So we'd be like, what do you mean you don't want to, like, get on seven flights to get to Denver to go watch basketball? Like, that's not it. I love basketball. I love this week. I love this month. I love this tournament. I love being at the A-10. This old man sometimes, like, that's a lot of flights. It's a lot to subject yourself to.
And you're at altitude.
And they're on TV. They put them on TV.
They do.
I do this with football a lot. Like, did you go to the game? Like, it's really good on TV. It's a great television product.
Yeah.
I don't love it any less. I love it. And nowhere I'd rather be than Denver on Thursday morning. But it's a lot. It's a big ask for the fans. And what's particularly unfair for VCU is that this keeps happening. We've been to Portland. We've been to San Diego. We've done the West Coast tour over the last decade. It's not random anymore at this point. It's not like, oh, you drew the short straw again. You're unlucky. We're there all the time. That's all. You look at the tournament history, far more West Coast games than there have been East Coast games. I feel very confident in saying that. All they do is go out. We'll pull the numbers during the break. We'll tell you on the other side. It's a thing, and I remember I asked the committee chair about it a few years ago, and they're like, yeah, we know it's a thing. But it keeps being a thing. So we got to keep banging the drum. A10 disrespected. It's a thing. All our tournament expansion people, by the way, the question is, like, would George Mason have made it in a field of 72, in a field of 76? I think they would have found a reason to leave him out. I don't think Mason would have gone dancing in an expanded field. Dayton, would they have made it? I don't know. If you're going to give me an expanded tourney field, I need a second A10 team in. Whether it's Mason or Dayton, y'all can get in a room and sort that out yourselves. I don't care. One of those two teams needs to be. I can't just do, like, let's expand to 76 because more teams deserve to be in. One, no, they don't. And two, I need some safeguards here. I need to know these extra spots are going to be used on the kinds of teams I want to see in March. I want to see Tony Skin yelling at somebody in March. I want to see a Mason kid kicking somebody in the nuts in March. Like, that's a team that cares. I don't want to see a 6-12 SEC team. I see enough of them every night on TV. I do. Oklahoma, not just a losing record in conference, a big-time losing record in conference. They're in the 8-9 game. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? That's the bracket. And that's why I can't do tourney expansion. We got a good program right now. We got a great field of 64. We've got a top-heavy field this year. Everybody's going to say, you get bracket advice, you need bracket advice. I'm going to give you the same bracket advice everybody else is. It's a really top-heavy field. If you don't have a 1 or a 2 seed winning at all, I think you need to redo your bracket. I think that... Now, Denver's going to be fun, though. One of my favorite things is media credential. I'm going to get kicked out before I even get there. You get a seat for your game. Like, I can go watch the VCU game. You don't get a seat for the other games. You got to just figure out what to do. You can figure out what to do if you know the system well enough. Right after VCU is Texas A&M Yale. I'm fired up for that game. That's a good basketball game. Yale, people are sleeping on how good Yale's been for a little while now. Texas A&M, Buzz Williams, that man knows how to coach. That's going to be fun. We're going to watch some good basketball. We're going to talk about basketball. We're going to do a special play Chesterfield at 10:30 today with our friends at Thomasdale. Thank you to them for being flexible so that Awad and I can get on an airplane tomorrow with the VCU fans, get out there for our live shows from Denver, which hopefully extend into the weekend. That would make me happy to be doing radio in Denver on Saturday. I would like that. If we're going all that way, might as well stay for a while. So play Chesterfield at 10:30 Tuesdays with Trey at 11. He was at spring training all last week. We'll keep us apprised of those developments. Oh, he told me Trey and Blaine were out there. They flew back on the red eye last night. Blaine flies out to LA today with the Richmond women's team, which is in the 8-9 game against Georgia Tech.
No. Why did he come back?
Have you figured out that there may be a better way to do this? Because I have.
Oh,
we got questions.
I don't like that.
Questions that need answers. We are the people who are best positioned to provide those to you. King's Dominion ticket giveaway, all the things. You're listening to the Tuesday edition MP on the mic. This is 9:10 The Fan as a show. We don't have one, but if we did, it would be that one. For the rest of my life, that's a banger, by the way. They play that at sports games as a banger of a song. I will not hear a dissenting opinion on that. For the rest of my life, every time I hear that, I'm going to think about the large St. Louis fan getting pushed over the seats by the family member of a VCU player. Did we ever say who it was? I'm not going to do it today. Vibes are too good. I will someday, though. It will slip someday. Just, I know what happened. And someday it's going to slip. Not today. Today, we got good vibes. It's VCU BYU in the turn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I will never not hear that song and think of that moment in time. St. Louis, VCU basketball. I mean, you look up storied rivalries in the books. It's not in the book, but it's in an appendix somewhere. It's wild. George Wade's. I got to see George twice this weekend, which was a ton of fun. Our guy George Templeton, Rams Rewind, was hanging out and got to see a great basketball game with me. He knows his stuff. VCU's offensive metrics got better the slower they played. Getting into a track meet with a team that has 10 guys is the wrong thing to do. Getting BYU in the mud is the right thing to do. Yeah, I think I preface that by saying I think I'm on the island here. I get that. I think that is the conventional wisdom. If they play slow, VCU wins. If they play fast, BYU wins. I think this is a really good shooting team, and I think there's a lot more depth than they get credit for. And I think that there's, if BYU plays pack line, which they do, it's that Tony Bennett style where you don't let the ball inside. I just think that's a good look for these guys right now. I really do. I think that room and rhythm three is exactly what VCU wants on a given possession. We've seen they're willing to make the extra pass to make it happen. I don't want reckless, because this team has the reckless gear, right? If this is a five-gear sports car that Ryan Odom's driving. They put it in gear six sometimes. They do go a little faster than they should. They do spin the tires. They do spin the wheels. We've all seen that. If they can play at a controlled room and rhythm pace, I'll be on the island. I don't mind. I don't think it's a terrible thing. I really don't. And I think however this game plays out, it's going to be a close basketball game. And, Odom may kick himself for which way he chooses to go. I don't think there's a right or a wrong decision here. I really don't. I think this team is different than the team that got sped up in Charleston. And I think that's ultimately the difference here. I just think this is a better, more mature team than it was then. I think Max has taken charge of this team. And I think when you need a shot and you call on Max or you call on Jack Clark, those guys hit it really, really regularly. Max, clutch is hard to define. I think Max is clutch. And Jack Clark was sure clutch for 3 days out there. That's the give, the pull, the take. There's a lot of back and forth here, obviously. A lot going on in college basketball. Tourney starts on Thursday. Won't have to wait long for VCU. Just the second set of games nationally. They'll tip at 4:00 against BYU. You'll of course hear it right here. Keeping an eye on all of that. By the way, Andy Katz slid one in yesterday. BYU and VCU both in the Maui 2026 field. Not this year, but next year in the Maui Invitational. So, can always look ahead to the rematch. Maryland's out there as well. That's a good Maui field. They're having a hard time finding good fields. That's a good Maui field out there. It's a ton of fun. I loved playing all the interviews yesterday here, and the dudes were happy. It's fun to hear happy guys. But bracket wide, there's some good games these first couple days. I mean, Clemson McNeese, I talked about yesterday. That was one that stood out to me right away. But downwind, you got a ton of them as well. You've also got, I mean, the mid-major disrespect was very real this year. And I think that's part of why that's fueling the North Carolina fuel. That, and of course, the Bubba Cunningham connection, obviously. We'll get to that. That it's fueling all that talk. But you got, in my opinion, three teams that were deserving of at-large bids that were told by the committee they wouldn't have got them if they hadn't won their conference tournament. UC San Diego, which won that late-night Big West game on Saturday. Drake, who's always very good, and I respect them, even if nobody else respects them, coming in on that 11-seed line. They get Missouri. They're in the VCU spot there, right? I think they got disrespected. And VCU, that's three teams, Drake, San Diego, and VCU. I don't want to play the tournament without those three teams. I can play the tournament without the 14th SEC team. I can do it. Watch me. Their disrespect was real for the mid-majors this year, and that's not anything that's on them. When we do the A-10 hand-wringing, and it will be deserved, and we'll need to figure it out, when they do the Big West hand-wringing and how do we get, you know, a second team in, I can't do tourney expansion unless you guarantee me those guys are going to be a part of this. We need more of those teams in it because it changes the dynamic of the tournament when you have the Davis and the Goliaths in round one. We need more of them, not fewer of them, right? Yale got their respect. This year's the 13th. Louisville, super disrespected as an 8. Creighton's a good basketball team. That would be a fun game. I'd be really surprised if Louisville doesn't win. They get Auburn, though. I don't think they're as good as Auburn. Yeah, it's a tough way out of the first weekend. If they were seeded properly as a 6 or a 5, be a little easier path out of the first weekend. Yeah, there's some teams hanging out on that 8-9 line. How did they get there? Colorado State hanging out on the 12 line. Going to be a very tough out for Memphis. It's a fun bracket, fun week. We love sharing it with you guys. Reminder, we got a little Kings Dominion ticket giveaway coming today, so hang around for that. That'll be later in the show. We'll keep breaking down VCU and BYU coming on the heels of a really fun weekend in D.C. where VCU cut down the nets. Shout out to the UR women as well. They are in the tournament. They will start out in L.A. In a women's bracket that's loaded with some talent, a lot of parity this year. They are in the 8-9 game. And so we'll keep tabs on the UR women as well who get started out in L.A. on Friday. But first, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight a day early. But we appreciate good folks at Thomas Dale for being flexible with us, making that happen as we talk about spring sports in the Richmond area. Do we have Thomas Dale? I just realized. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out which Chesterfield school we have. We'll be back. We'll talk spring sports on the other side. You're listening to Night 10 The Fan at 105.1
The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Thanks to Thomas Dale for making time for a little bonus play, Chesterfield. We will run that back tomorrow in its normal time slot. So don't panic when you hear that tomorrow at 10:30. That's just us being consistent. Consistency is a virtue, one that we will live out tomorrow at 10:30. You get to hear those Thomas Dale athletes again. Rest of the show will be about VCU because that's what we do these days in the tournament as a whole. We also have a lot to get to because I teased Hazel that Firefest 2 has announced its first performer, or rather its first performer has announced that he will be performing at Firefest 2. I don't know that it's been confirmed the other way.
It's the best day ever.
Darn right it is. Former NFL star Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Said in an interview with TMZ Sports on Thursday that he's been booked for a performance. Ayo, this is AB, and I'll be performing at Firefest Part 2. Be there or be square, AB said, while rocking an army helmet, according to Billboard magazine. This obviously fills me with loads of confidence that this is a very real thing that's actually going to happen and not just a scam to take people's money. I mean, Antonio Brown's not going to participate in something that's not fully above board.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They've definitely talked.
What is he going to do? I don't know.
Okay, that was my question.
He has a friendship with the artist formerly known as Kanye, who executive produced a rap album that AB did. in 2022.
Oh.
Featuring the single Put That S On. And also Young Thug is on the album. AB performed at Rolling Loud California in 2023. I like how he referred to it as Firefest Part 2.
I know. Maybe you should separate them a little.
Well, it is Firefest 2, but there was no Firefest 1.
And if there is a Part 2 to Firefest 1, nobody wants to be there.
Well, AB wants to be there.
Well, so true.
This is a big early celebrity get for the Fyre Festival. I think this is the name they need to make everybody feel confident in booking their tickets. That this event, which is being held in Mexico so as not to be subject to United States laws, is fully legitimate and above board. Nothing bad could possibly happen here.
I haven't heard anything from the town, which means they must be super excited.
Well, they're probably busy planning.
Yeah,
getting ready
exactly.
For putting up the posters, the welcome signs. Mm-hmm. You know, like, at the Richmond Airport, they put up that basketball court to welcome the A-10 tournament. They'll probably have some sort of motif there at the Isla Mujeres Airport in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. It's a very big get for them, obviously.
I'm sure they're stoked.
Yeah. I think once they find out what it is, they'll be stoked.
I mean, Antonio Brown is going to be there.
AB.
Doing something.
Maybe part of what I think we underrate as the craziest football locker room of all time. Mike Tomlin, who is a sane man, coached a locker room that had Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger. Mm. And if you're one of the few people out there who are there, is like, Ben's normal. No, he's not. He's not even a little bit normal.
Have you seen his nose?
All three of those people are crazy, crazy. And they were on the same roster in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, can he win a Super Bowl with that team? No. Has the league passed him by? It's very possible. Should he be canonized as a saint for his work keeping that team together for an entire 16-game NFL season? Unquestionably, yes. Absolutely. That was maybe the greatest coaching job in NFL history, to get that team to the end of the season both with a winning record and fully alive. And now, Firefest 2. The unfortunate news story the other day, and you can't believe everything you read, but the unfortunate news story the other day that the town had not heard of Firefest 2 or been consulted or had any of these hotels been booked, that made me say, oh, shoot, we may not be doing the show live from Firefest 2. But now that Antonio Brown's there?
AB's there.
I think we're back on.
He's got to be staying somewhere.
That's
what they thought at Firefest Part 1.
We're not fully back on yet, but we're monitoring the situation for sure. We're definitely going to Denver. We'll be there at live shows Thursday and Friday. Will we be in Isla Mujeres in May for Firefest 2? I'm just going to keep speaking into existence, and we'll see what happens. And if it doesn't happen, it's because it was a scam.
Just going to be you and AB out there.
We've done worse shows. We've done worse remotes. Me and AB on a Mexican private island. We won't get canceled for that, I don't think. I think the people would enjoy that. You need to have your finger on the dump button, is my guess. That's probably a thing that we would need to be concerned about.
I'll stay ready.
You have a conspiracy corner for us? Is that correct?
I do.
It's been a minute, so I'm excited for this.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
We could win 100 Marconi Awards. That'll still be my favorite thing we've ever done around here. No question about it.
No questions.
All right. Hazel on conspiracy corner.
I was walking the dog this morning, and all of the cars, not all of the cars, but a large majority of the cars parked along the street were destroyed.
This fan-adjacent...
Fan-adjacent museum district area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like
crushed. All the cars were destroyed.
Bumpers off in the middle of the street, like broken taillights does not cover this. Like they've been scraped up. Someone has run into the cars left and right.
They all crashed into each other or...
They're parked.
Parked cars.
Innocently parked cars.
Destroyed. Ooh.
And then I'm still walking. Next block, same thing. Next
Ooh.
Block, same thing.
Ooh.
Cops come. The garbage truck. I have to say, this is my conspiracy. I think it was the garbage truck. Because I saw them doing a 17-point turn with
Ooh,
everyone screaming, no,
boy.
No.
Oh, boy.
You gotta put someone else behind the wheel.
this is concerning. Because
this is concerning. It's also concerning because it wasn't. That's not the right garbage day. What were you doing?
It's a rogue garbage
truck.
We have a rogue garbage truck on the road.
Hitting cars, picking up trash.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know why they're still doing their job. Just
oh,
hit
no.
the cars.
Oh, no.
Run.
We have a rogue garbage truck out in the neighborhood.
If you're in the museum district, you watch out.
All right. I run a news site, but when things like this happen, the first thing I do is pull up Reddit. Nothing on Reddit yet. This is the scoop here. 910 The Fan, breaking news.
Cars to the scene.
The other thing that concerns me, multiple cars. So
many.
You can't damage more than two parked cars in one swipe.
No, it was like, you know, when you turn into the alley, so
yeah.
it's like kind of mid-block. It was at that every, like, three blocks.
Oh, my.
Three blocks of destroyed.
Rogue garbage truck destroys cars.
What were you doing?
In the museum district.
You got to take a breather. Like, if you're like, I can't do this one, I'm going to just go try the next alley and hit a bunch of cars. You got to step away.
Once you damage the third parked car.
Yeah!
Let he who has never hit a parked car cast the first stone. And I'm aware a lot of stones are being cast right now. But accidents happen. And sometimes you damage a parked car. And that's the cost we pay for efficient garbage service that keeps us from having the bubonic plague in Richmond. And
which I do appreciate.
We all appreciate that service. I say this, a lot of people beat up the city for a lot of things. Going on 300 years now without the bubonic plague in Richmond, Virginia.
Ooh.
Something to think about.
That's a pretty good record.
Measles? But we don't have bubonic plague.
And you know I'm from Oregon. There was a girl with bubonic plague at high school.
We don't have enough glass in this studio. That's certainly a thing I've said from time to time.
It's still out there. The bubonic plague is coming.
Not in Richmond, though, because we have quality garbage service. But yeah, once you damage the third parked car, you gotta step away. Mm-hmm. You got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You got to get out of there.
The streets are so narrow. It's not getting better.
It's not good. Conspiracy
no
porn. Breaking story. The astronauts, who are definitely not stranded after 286 days in space, are now on the SpaceX Dragon capsule and are headed towards Earth with an expected splashdown in Florida at 6 p.m. tonight. You a little premature there on the applause or no?
Listen, I'm just happy that they're not just floating.
I'm just happy they're still not stranded. We'll see. We'll give them a week on Earth and talk to them. They'll be like, why'd you come get us?
Never mind.
Never mind. My car's destroyed.
Like, guys, who's driving this garbage truck?
That's crazy. If you live in that neighborhood, call in 833-804-0910. We got Trey Wilson on the other side, back from Scottsdale, hopefully with an intact car. We'll check in with him on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock. We love checking in with our guy, Trey Wilson. He's the voice of the Flying Squirrels. It's baseball season. Baseball scoreboard, Dodgers 4, Cubs 1, out in Tokyo. The Major League Baseball season officially opened this morning with the Tokyo series. So we are not outside of our box here to do a baseball segment on The Fan before we get back to our all VCU format this week. Not only that, Trey is recently freshly returned from spring training. Hopefully has some fun stories for us. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How was Arizona?
Well, the first half of the trip was cold and wet, believe it or not. Which is kind of how last year was, but it was good. It's good to get out there, see some baseball activities, as they say. Spent a lot of the time over at the minor league complex where the 2025 edition of the Flying Squirrels are getting ready for the season. We just have no idea which of the guys that are out there are going to be those Flying Squirrels yet. Not only do I not know, but the people who are making those decisions, they don't know yet either. So still a few more things to get sorted out. But it was really good. It was really good. We got to do the MLB spring breakout game. Blaine and I had the call on that on Saturday. So got to see some of the top Giants prospects take on some of the top Texas Rangers prospects. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff going on out there.
Blaine's on the move. Tell me about Blaine's week here, because this is wild.
Yeah, so Blaine's been doing Richmond, University of Richmond women's basketball, and I guess like while we were basically on our, we were pretty much on our way out the door and heading home, when they got the travel schedule for them going to Los Angeles, so we were in Phoenix. We had a red eye back. We got back about, I think we landed about 2 hours ago. I'm in back of the office now. Blaine's packing somewhere. And Blaine's about to get ready to head out to Los Angeles. It seems like he probably could have just, I don't know, rented a car and drove from Phoenix or something. Or maybe taken a flight from Phoenix. But that's, yeah, he's going from Phoenix to Richmond, Richmond to Los Angeles, Los Angeles back to Richmond, all in just a few days.
Youth is wasted on the young, as they say. Blaine's going to spend the week on airplanes flying around. You guys took in some action last night, though. How many do you try to get to, like, as many ballparks as you can? Do you have a bucket list on those? What are the fun places to go watch games?
I've been to all the Cactus League minor league ballparks even before this year. So while we were out there, honestly, like we'll watch a little bit of the major league games if we're there, but we're going to go over and try and do more minor league games. Most of the time that we're spending around the major leagues is we're trying to get interviews with guys who played here who are in the big leagues now. Did get a bunch of those banked that we're going to start rolling out over the next few weeks. Some of them you'll hear on our pregame show when the season gets started. And just spending a lot of time with people that, you know, we don't get to see that often, whether they're guys who came through here or, you know, I stopped and had about a 4-second conversation with fellow Goochlander Justin Verlander while I was out there, since he's a San Francisco Giant now. I try to get around to different ballparks. One of the guys on our staff is from Surprise, so we went there yesterday to go see that stadium. We saw former Squirrels broadcaster Jake Eisenberg, who's now one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals. Some of them in the Cactus League are like really cool. We went to Camelback yesterday. I'm not a huge fan. It's massive. Everything's expensive, and there's no vibe. Mm. Scottsdale, where the Giants are in Old Town Scottsdale, is the exact opposite. It's all vibes in Scottsdale, and so they're really two ends of the spectrum there. And Scottsdale is probably my favorite one out there, which is where the Giants are.
Scottsdale is 100% vibes. That is very well put there, Trey. I like that. Spring training, it's a ton of fun. You go around, you get the day games, you get the afternoons. I know the players always like that, whether you're a golfer or, you know, just somebody who likes to relax. They're more laid back. The interviews are always good, and I know you're going to bring a ton of great content back as we get rolling. Flying Squirrels season. John Smoltz, opening night. It's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, we're right there. It's scary close. So we're about 2 weeks and 3 days away from the 2025 season getting started. And you know, we're always rolling 1,000 miles an hour here anyway, trying to get as much good stuff together for everybody as we can. Opening night, not very many tickets left at all for that. It's very cool that we have John Smoltz back. You know, everybody started voting for the All-Diamond team. We had that, the voting going on that long ago. I'm not going to spoil anything yet, but we'll be rolling out some of that soon. And as we start to get closer to, you know, as we get up around opening day. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on, like we talked about before, but if anybody missed when I was here some of the previous times, you know, we're going to celebrate 40 years of history at the Diamond as we close out this ballpark this year. We're going to celebrate the Braves there. We're going to celebrate the 15 years that the Squirrels have been here, and celebrate the Diamond as the kind of the community gathering place where people have come together during the summers for the last 4 decades before we move over to where that's going to be the case for the next generations next door But we want to give this place a proper send-off, and that really all starts on April 4th with opening night. You know, every Skrulls home opener is sold out. This one's on track to do the same. I can't wait for that night, just to celebrate and have that packed house to start off the season one more time.
It's going to be a ton of fun. We're all looking forward to that. And CarMax Park, of course, coming up nicely in the parking lot there across the way at the Diamond. Tons of fun. We turn the corner towards baseball. Tokyo game today. Dodgers and the Cubs got things started. Major leagues will be rolling soon. And with that, the roster announcement, and you know, bring some guys here to Richmond. We're getting the weather warmed up for them. Though, I don't know of anybody who's ever taken a trip to Arizona and it's been rainy the whole time. Is that an aberration, or does that happen a lot when you're there in March?
So Jordan Lank, who's on our staff, is standing right next to me right now, and he's from out there. He says that there's always like 1 week in March where the weather's kind of like that, and it was that way last year. Our spring breakout game got rained out, and yeah, the last couple of days were great. It was like 78 degrees and sunny, and but yeah, it was a little rainy and cold the first part out there. I tell you what, though, I didn't know this until the first time I went out to the Phoenix area, one of my first years here with the Skrulls. I got off the plane, I had some time to kill, so I went to watch an Arizona State baseball game, and it was a night game, and the sun went down, and I was like, oh, it's going to be like 58 degrees, it's not too bad, I won't bring a jacket. Massive mistake. The air, it says 58 degrees, but that is not, they're not on the same scale out there. I don't know what they're doing, but something about the air, it is, that 58 degrees feels very cold. So it's like being on a whole different planet, you know, from being on the East Coast here and then going out to, whether it's Arizona or California or Nevada, you know, go to Vegas. It always feels like being on an entirely different planet when you're out there.
That it gets cold. The sun goes down, it gets cold. The sun goes up, it gets hot. That is the weather. You're a world traveler. We're going to Denver. We're doing the show from Denver with VCU for a couple of days. It's no L.A. Like, Blaine's still the winner here, obviously, in L.A. Denver's a good city, though. Any Denver memories? Anything you like to do there?
I've not been to Denver. We need to get Blaine on for that. I've been to, the only place in Colorado I've been is in the southwestern part. Blaine's from Grand Junction, which is in the western part of the state, but obviously has spent a ton of time in Denver. My girlfriend's been there. That's the one ballpark she's got on me that I don't have. She's been to Coors Field and I have not. So she says the rock pile's cool. That's really all I got.
That's all you need. We'll make the rest of it, and we'll give you the briefing. Add that to the travel show that Parney keeps trying to put together here for us.
Yeah, he's out in Arizona right now at spring training too, but he's on vacation, so don't tell anybody.
It's Trey Wilson. It's Tuesdays with Trey. Parney told me, because he's out there with at least one of his daughters, he said he was capped in how much spring training he could watch, that they're going to Scottsdale for fun, and that the kids had put a limit on how much spring training he was allowed to go see. Which is smart for them. They know.
Yeah, but so I was going around the minor league complex, and you know, all these great figures of baseball who are walking around there. Like, I hear Parney's coming to town soon. Do I need to prepare myself? And I was like, I don't know how much he's going to be around. I think he's just trying to have like a vacation that also includes a little bit of baseball. So, which is a good way to do it.
No doubt. Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Skrulls, will be back in action soon enough. I got to say, dude's gotten it out on this one. Coming off the red eye spring training trip, still making time for us. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Nowhere else I'd rather be. Thanks, Michael.
There we go. You'll hear him all season long right here on The Fan. It's a contrast because Trey, you're toughing it out, red eye flight, right back to the office, right back to work. And then me, like, I don't even want a connecting flight on my way to Denver. I'd be in a bit of a diva here yesterday. They got the nonstop. I want to be on the nonstop. I was making a bit of a scene, but sometimes I'm an old man. I can only spend so much time on an airplane. But we'll be out there. It'll be fun. Skrulls baseball soon. VCU basketball this week, Thursday on The Fan. We're back after this. You're listening tonight to The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I say this, so we have giveaways and then there's giveaways. That was a good one. Four-pack of tickets to King's Dominion out the door. Congrats to our winner. Thank you, everybody, for calling. We are doing this again. This is a weird week. We're doing this again Thursday, and we're doing it again Friday. So our VCU pregame and postgame shows, essentially, we will give out a four-pack of tickets to King's Dominion on those days. That's because we will not be live tomorrow. It'll be a pre-recorded show because we're going to be on the plane to Denver because it takes a long time to travel on the Pony Express, get on the covered wagon, hitch up the oxen, headed out to Denver like we do every year when VCU gets sent out west, 60% of the time per my unofficial math. But thank you to folks at King's Dominion. You can conquer the skies during spring break at King's Dominion on the all-new Raptera, the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. King's Dominion opens March 29th. Grab your tickets at kingsdominion.com today. Certainly look forward to giving those tickets away as the week goes on. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM on a baseball Tuesday. The baseball season is on in Japan, in Tokyo, where the Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1 this morning. Baseball begins the long trek to the postseason. The Dodgers will be there, is my bold prediction for you. That's the finest team money can buy, that and the Yankees. And now the Mets, too. Although the Mets don't get hateable until they win. We call that the Red Sox rule. The Red Sox were, that team was so dang lovable in the 2000s, breaking through, beating the Yankees. Everybody loved them. It took exactly 4 minutes for them to become insufferable. The Cubs, they never won the World Series, the lovable Cubs. And then they got good. Screw the Cubs. They're good. And that's the Mets right now. People are bothered by the dollar amounts, which if it's his money. Spend it however you want to spend it. You want to spend it on baseball players, spend it on baseball players. You want to go out to eat at nice dinners? Go have nice dinners. Your money. You earned it. But they're not loathed until they do something with the money. Until they win a championship is more laughable than evil empire. But I'm excited for baseball season. We'll get there. Right now, we're in the heart of basketball. We got a fun bracket here. A lot of people have already filled out their bracket. I respect that game. No research. No stats, just vibes. Vibes only, filling out the bracket. I respect that. I still have, it's a blank bracket right here. It's still blank. It's got my intense research here on the other side. But I'm still looking, I've got my first round and my second round. I'm still working through my Sweet 16s, right? I've got some regions I'm struggling with. You start with, Florida is the one seed, but has UConn in the second round potentially, and maybe Maryland in the Sweet 16. Maryland's good. UConn is well coached, even if their coach is a nutcase. My opinion, that's not an official diagnosis. Do you pick Florida into the Final Four because they're a very good basketball team, or do you go with a backup play knowing they may not make it there? That's always my bracket dilemma here, because that bracket has that bracket's got Texas Tech, St. John's. There's some good basketball happening in that bracket. It's the deep strategy that gets me. I'm overthinking it. I'll be wrong by the end of day one anyway. Elon Musk giving out a trip to Mars if you get the perfect bracket. I don't think enough people picked up on this quickly enough in life. Because remember when Warren Buffett put up $1 billion if you could do a perfect bracket? And everybody lost their minds. Everybody spent hours filling it out, like making their bracket, $1 billion, I'm going to do it. Nobody can do it. That's the thing that people don't realize. It's impossible to have a perfect bracket. Not just like, people hear that and they're like, it's like the lottery. Like somebody wins the lottery. It's not like the lottery. It is like winning the lottery and then winning the lottery again at the next drawing. Those are your odds of having a perfect bracket. To be the Powerball winner, and then the next day buy a Powerball ticket and win the Powerball in the next drawing. Oof. Those are the odds of having a perfect bracket. Wow. Just so everybody knows, right? You can give out whatever prize you want for a perfect bracket. That's what people don't realize. Hmm. Good on Elon for giving out the trip to Mars. Sure. Whatever.
One thing about him, he knows how to do some publicity.
He's not publicity shy, that is for sure.
No, I did look it up. It says the closest anyone has ever gotten was in 2019. They got to the Sweet 16 entirely correctly.
And I'll remind you that there are four rounds of basketball after the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Yes. That's how hard it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in Mars.
Is that even a good prize, by the way?
It kind of feels like, who wants to be a guinea pig?
Yes,
nobody's been there before.
Not a fantastic prize, actually. Break this down.
Did everybody watch The Martian?
Not a fantastic prize, actually. I'm intrigued by the VCU region as well, because I am not on Team Wisconsin here, but I also don't know who to pick in BYU-VCU. My take since I saw the bracket has been, I think VCU wins two tournament games or zero tournament games. I really do. I think that's the breakdown there. I think Alabama is flying towards a meeting with Duke. I don't see anybody hanging with those two. Duke, Alabama, Elite Eight, book it. It's going to be a great, great basketball game when they play. That one will be a really fun one, because I think both teams are every bit as good as they say. Alabama got beat up in the SEC. Duke cakewalked through the ACC. Both phenomenal basketball teams. You figure Cooper Flagg will be back by then, too. So you got Duke, Alabama in that region. That feels like the chalkiest region. The chalk is the favored team winning. I don't know what happens between here and there, but I'd be really surprised if Duke's not playing Bama when we get to that point. You've got Houston. I got a lot of respect for them. Your upset game there is, of course, Clemson-McNeese, the Will Wade special. Will Wade rolls on before he bounces to his next job after his image rehab. Down on the bottom side of that bracket, you got Tennessee, good basketball team. UCLA-Utah State, that's going to be a fun one as well. And I mentioned the Florida bracket, the other bracket, with Auburn and Michigan State. Is this the year for Izzo? My gut says no. One championship, was it 9 Final Four appearances? I know that eats at him. To me, in everything's perception, right? We have this perception, Izzo's a wizard in March. One title, 9 trips to the Final Four. To me, that says he overachieved in getting there, not that he underachieved in that round. It's so tricky. You make these snap judgments on a guy in his career, and you know, then you got other guys, you know, Roy Williams, he can't win the big one. Nobody's saying he overachieved by being in the big one. That's the way it goes sometimes. I think a lot of these Michigan State teams have overachieved. I think this one's a good one. They've got a brutal draw. They get the winner of Marquette, New Mexico. I love me the Fightin' Shakas, but I also think New Mexico's good. We got to see them handle VCU pretty easily this year, and I think they would in a rematch as well. I think they're a good basketball team. And then the 3 seed in that bracket, Iowa State. Nationally, the numbers are very down on Iowa State. I think that's a good team that's been in some battles with the Houstons of the world, with the BYUs of the world over the course of the season. And then the game we'll get to watch in Denver after our game, A&M against Yale, another quality basketball game for sure there. That's the bracket. We'll get it filled out. We'll get the picks. We'll have some special guests. Our Thursday crew will join us. Gary Hess will join us as he normally does on Thursdays. It's going to be a really, really fun week of basketball. Excited for you to join us. A reminder, at noon, AWOD takes over. Noon to 3, we're headed out to Denver tomorrow, open practice day. We'll bring you all sorts of fun interviews. Thursday morning, get you hyped. It's essentially the 6-hour pregame show. I'm going to take a 6-hour energy. And then we're going to do the pregame show. That's just a 5-hour energy and then 1/5 of another 5-hour energy. That's the 6-hour energy. We'll be ready. We're live from 10 a.m. up until tip-off. approximately 4 o'clock. VCU, BYU. It's going to be a really fun day of basketball. We got to step out back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Wrapping up the Tuesday show tomorrow. Here's the plan tomorrow. I'm going to be on an airplane to Denver, but I'm going to talk into this microphone after the show ends for a while. Through the magic of technology, we will have a show tomorrow. We'll play Chesterfield at 10:30. Thank you to Thomas Dale for dropping by today. Always appreciate that. So we'll have some good interviews for you. We'll have a great show. It won't be live, so don't call in. You can call in. You're welcome to call in. Nothing's going to happen if you call in. The phone's just going to ring for a while. But there'll be a show. You'll be entertained. It'll be good. We'll have fun, and then we'll talk to you Thursday live from Denver ahead of VCU BYU. It is tourney time. It is my favorite time of the year, my favorite sports days of the year, Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament. Always a ton of fun. And this year, a lot of good first-round games. I think there's going to be a lot of good Sweet 16, Elite Eight games as well. I do think that the best teams are the best teams this year. Don't overthink it when you're filling out your bracket. Don't overthink that the ones are good and the twos are good, because they are. They're rolling this year. Duke, I think, has a great path to the Final Four. You look at the other brackets. I think Houston's really good as well. Auburn, of course, their success speaks for itself. And then the one we're watching, Florida against maybe UConn in the first round. You got a two-time national defending champ as an 8 seed this year, and maybe playing Florida, a good 1 seed there on Sunday in the first round. So that's an intriguing one. I got my eye on that one for sure. It's one of those. We did this with the 49ers this season in football. Go, well, yeah, they're 6-7, but they're the 49ers. They're going to turn it on. They're going to turn it on any minute now. Just wait. And then they never did. But we also did that with the Chiefs 2 years ago and last year. I was like, they're not good this year. Yeah, not a good football. Oh, they're in the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. Didn't win the Super Bowl this year, but made it to the Super Bowl. That could be UConn, right? Just laying low for 4 months of college basketball and then crossing the finish line here at the Final Four. Dan Hurley became very unlikable this year. That was a strange development, because he was always a character, but he really crossed the line into villain style this year, which, you know, gives these things some more spice. With Coach K gone, we need villains. We have a likable Duke team this year. That bothers me so much. It really bothers me that I think I like everybody associated with the Duke program. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to have to work. We're going to work through those feelings. We're going to figure it out. And UNC tonight, 9 o'clock is the alleged start time. Everybody who watches this thing knows. Just add half an hour to the time they tell you, and then we're getting closer to the mark. You're not going to this thing's not tipping before 9:30 tonight. UNC, San Diego State. This is the controversial matchup. UNC, last team into the tournament. West Virginia left out of the tournament. Normally, my stance on this is pretty consistent. We're talking about who is the 68th best basketball team in America and who is the 69th best basketball team in America. My stance on this has been consistent over the years. If you are the 69th best basketball team in America and you perceive yourself to be the 68th best basketball team in America, maybe you should just win some more games. Maybe you should just handle your business. That's always been my... I can tolerate a finite amount of whining about who is and isn't the 68th best basketball team in America. I'm all in on all these storylines, though, because the tournament committee is a group of athletic directors, sports people, and they rotate who is in charge of it each year. And for reasons that can only be described as God loves sports talk radio, this year, the head of the tournament committee was the UNC athletic director. Fantastic. You cannot make this stuff up. It's so good. And so they, you know, UNC is the last team in. They're on TV, and the assistant committee director is sitting there on TV. Like, the committee director followed the rules. He left the room every time we talked about UNC. All the appropriate protocols were followed. Which, by the way, I believe that. I'm not being sarcastic with you. I believe they followed the protocols and they left the room. Here's what I know, though. Like, this group has worked together for 4 months, watching every college basketball game, talking about it. And Bubba Cunningham at UNC is a very likable dude. Like, you can't put that out of your mind. Hey, that's our guy, Bubba. He's not in the room right now. Let's talk about his team. Like, give him the spot. He's Bubba. Give him the spot. That's what happened here. There's no grand conspiracy. But the other great thing that happened is that Bubba's contract at UNC says that every time they make the tournament, he gets a $68,000 bonus. So it was a good day for him, minus the part where everybody says that that's the only reason they got into the tournament. West Virginia left out. First time, there are 111 people who do official bracket projections. The site tracks them. All 111 had West Virginia in the tournament. That's the first time ever that's happened, that everybody said this team's in, this team wasn't in, a different team was in. The West Virginia governor held a press conference yesterday. And again, we're having a finite amount of sympathy for the 69th best basketball team in America. That's probably actually the 68th best basketball team in America. Finite amount of sympathy. It's just a good story. It's just a good story. That's all it is. Finite amount of sympathy. He's at a podium. He's at the official, you know, he's got the West Virginia flag, the American flag, the whole backdrop. It's like Oval Office to West Virginia, whatever's going on there. And his podium, it's the NCAA logo, but he's replaced a word, and it says National Corrupt Athletic Association. That's a heater. That's a heater. This is the story that keeps on giving. I cannot get enough of West Virginia versus UNC. Tonight, we'll be watching tonight, UNC versus San Diego State, the Justify Your Existence game for the Tar Heels, who were definitely out at halftime of the Duke game, then definitely back in, and then definitely back out with the lane violation there. That was one of the weekend's wilder games down there in Chapel Hill. Of course, the focus here will be VCU and BYU. AWOD Radio with you for the next 3 hours. He will get you ready. I like everything about this game, just from a basketball fan standpoint. Adam and I were talking about this yesterday. There are other teams I would have picked to play. There are. If you look at the 6 line, or you look at the 5 line, there's other teams I would have wanted to play. That said, I think this has the potential to be a really fun game. It's a pick-your-style situation. BYU wants to run and shoot and score 80 points. And I think VCU's comfortable doing that. I really do. I think the national narrative around this game, the, like, 10-second preview of this game is going to be, can VCU's defense, which is so good, so, so good. Luke Bamboy blocking shots. You know, they've been really elite defensively with great game plays. Can they slow down BYU's prolific offense? Which I think implies that VCU wants this game to be 60-55, and they might. That might be what Ryan Odom wants to do, but I think he could also say, we got three-point shooters too. I got myself a three-point shooter. Let him rock. Let him roll. Let's go run. Let's win 90-88. Let's have ourselves a fun game. They've got the depth to do it. BYU's got the depth to do it. that wouldn't surprise me either. So I think in a lot of ways you want to pick, you get to pick which way you play this basketball game. BYU, of course, lost to an A-10 team last year in Duquesne. So they know. It's a positive in that obviously everybody knows this is a winnable game. It's a negative in that, you know, BYU knows not just that they can lose this game, they literally did lose this game 1 year ago. I'd always rather have the complacency than the awareness. That's it. VCU's a good basketball team. They don't need any help. They can win this one. We'll, of course, have full coverage for you. Good show coming tomorrow, but then Thursday, we're live from Denver. Friday, we're live from Denver, hopefully getting you ready for the round of 32 down there. That would be a little bit of fun if we could make that happen. BYU-VCU, next time you'll hear me live, it'll be from Denver on Thursday. Great show for you tomorrow, though. 3 hours of AWOD Radio coming at you right now. He's live and local. You're listening to Richmond's Home for VCU Basketball. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.